Mr. Gully, reel 28. You were at Scarborough. What happened to you after that?
Well, one morning, one sorry morning, all of them showed at me, "Is that what you're buying me for?" I thought, "What's that?" Because I have received word that you are still proceeding to the very night you can become at West Harbour Court, which is the end of this morning. The whole thing of where I went, get me voted some of the agent in the world come, which is a choice for all wounded personnel. When I walk in, Sergeant Mayor was sitting there. "I know you." I said, "I know you." He said, "New Bradford, 1940, after last year. Corporal Fitzgerald." He said, "Yes, Sergeant Andrew Fitzgerald now." And I went on to Sergeant Ness. Who should I meet? With Tiny Jim, who was used to be the Sergeant Mike at home before Clavina. And a lot of the lads there that had been wounded and stunned by the wound. And it was just as easy to come, because nobody could do anything. Ronnie Lancaster, I think he was sent off to front in Germany as a player of policemen in the US government. Anyhow, I was heading to more of the region. So in the meantime, he said to me, and he said, "Would you like to go to New York?" Well, I said, "I'll go to New York." "Well, you know, when you get where I'm at, I'll go to New York." He said, "Well, maybe better than 7 years sort of thing." I said, "Well, we'll do it at good." So I went to New York after that and ordered to my headquarters.
What date would this be? What would the date?
Oh, it should be. It'd be in the June 45, because of the media was celebrated on that. So I went down to York. Anyhow, I got a job, right, in a storage room, looking after typewriters, reading language meters, requisitioning billets, and working for Lands Branch, which was like a civil servant. So I thought, well, this is another camp, you're not going to miss. I'll learn as much as I can here, and that's what I learned. I used to have an ATS driver with a small truck. If you go around the headquarters offices, the General Commanding Northern Command, Major Carpenter, no ship major, just check it out, 5 years old, you know, like a man, takes the order in, and I think I was reading the typewriter once, oh no, checking the typewriter numbers, that was it. No command headquarters, and I'm just casually walking about. And this general walked out. Now, I don't know what I'm right here, I'm sure it was Grover. Because he looked at me and he said, "Young man," he said, "Sir," he said, "you served in the second division?" I said, "Yes." "Shook hands with him." He said, "What happened?" And I told him. He said, "Well, the young man," and walked away. And I'm sure that was General Grover. I could be wrong. But,
he'd commanded in the fires, hadn't he?
A popular commander with a second division. And I know he was removed from the commander to Major General Nicholson took over after that. But I'm sure that the king, and I felt so proud of him, everybody would get on and pat me on the back and said, "Well done, young man." Everybody had a defense medal with him. The most Royal Army pay corps and what have you. Then I had another little experience there. The camp commandant, somebody said to me, "Have you seen any orders on the door?" I said, "No." All RAPC personnel will be instructed in Armsville. This is a standing order sort of thing. And at least 2 to 3 periods per week. Because all they did was working obviously, that was going to be 3 months, wasn't it? And that this parade would be too by me. But the Durham Light Infantry. So I'm in there, right? Knocking on the door. So I give my smart salute and what can I do there? I said, "The notice you said I'm staying in the career, Royal Army Air Corps personnel." "Oh," she said, "yes, that's your top story, but you have to do that." I said, "Where have you got the information from?" "I don't know." She said, "You're the only lady infantryman in the command here." She said, "So you have been forwarded for the JP Tom's then." "Oh," I said, "I'm very sorry, sir." I said, "But will you have a look at my pay book?" She said, "What's that got to do with?" I said, "You better have a look at it, please." I look at pending discharge, per operations and pending discharge. I said, "There's no way I'm going to get a shot. Small arms are." "Oh," she said, "I don't think it." "Well, I said, I'll follow you." I said, "If you don't think it," I said, "I'll walk across to the Navy Hospital with you and see the doctor." "Oh," she said, "wait, I'll forget about it." That was small arms and all it is. Which I was quite excited to do because I knew that I had a war. Well, in the meantime, I got work from the Open Hospital. Came to the company office to have a reporter. And I had a couple of operations in New York, which was just finished the job off. And then it was head first to the truth.
So you demobbed after the York Hospital. What date was that? What date were you demobbed?
Well, actually, I was demobbed with my group, which was 26, I think it was. By the time I had my operation, I was just about to go out and I went over with the group.
Were you demobbed in the York area?
Yeah, it was only about to walk across the road.
What was the procedure?
Well, I was involved in the procedure. The procedure was you put a big can at the end of the table so the lads would cross the road changing that you were doing. Well, I didn't really have any trouble with mine because I was working with all the people that were in the remote place. They just went in and filed the documents in, and you would check it out. Then he went up and took the lines of suit. I remember I got a dandy grey pinstripe, double breasted, then a shirt, then a tie. Pair of socks, shoes, and a 20 hat, So remember the lad before we say we have to do water to New York. So that's not the time to make water, so it's a good path. And that was it. The truck was put into a cardboard box. Swing up, big square cardboard box, and you were given a train pass. We were given a few documents about what to do and how to apply for your new Russian group and all the general things that were in civil life. And he just wandered away, and that was it. You were finished.
Were you given a final medical to grade you?
No, I wasn't. No. I'm just afraid if you come out of the hospital, maybe that was the reason. And I was notified that I would probably have to attend the military hospital at Dunsmuir for the final checkup, which I did before I got me more pension. And then I also had to attend the dental centre in Newcastle for an examination.
And you were awarded a pension?
I was awarded a pension, yes. I think it was 20% or 25% of the $10 a week. Which is kind of the money, you know. Well, that was it. It was just on the train and we're back to Jimmy Street. There's no. Oh, I had a bit of a stand up the night before, I didn't see the field, but I thought it was all over the door at once. I did in the meantime try to get a hold of some of the equipment from the DLI. Because I have quite a bit of personal stuff that I left in the feedback. And it's always riled me a little bit. Because I remember when we left Melbourne, all our personal stuff had been in the feedback. And it was stuck at Ammonia. And I think from God, the rich and different things, personal, I would do personal things, but we get to check in. And I wrote a letter to the DLI, I wrote a bunch of time to try and repair them. But they said they found that they find no record of any equipment or any people. Of course, realizing all the number of people that we can see that I. It was a bit of a long haul, but I thought, well, I'll give it a try. You never know. So I suppose it'd be all sealed off all with that.
And did it face trouble you over the years? Has it given you trouble?
Yes, it's still is doing my time. Only left nostril. I haven't really got anything. It's like a hole right here through. And in the cold weather, sometimes if I'm breathing in the cold air, it goes right through, just like a two-day sort of thing. That's about the only thing. I sometimes get a bit of twitching with the left eye. I don't know what caused it, but was all in all, it'd be a sad job on me. It just left me after 50 odd years with just this hairline still on now. I have a big break, just when you can sleep, but it's quite a look like in the eye. And that was good. And I have what I suffer from what they call a depressed angle, which, whatever that is, I think it's a syndrome of sinking. But all in all, considering that. You have a shuffle in your head, like a lot of people deal with what I said, no, I'm not, what do you want to do?